Satanta stood above them as Adrienne lay Lottie on the blanket. Jose went away and returned with a buffalo robe. The Kiowa took it from him and walked to the edge of Adrienne's blanket and lay down. She moved away toward the child. He ignored her as he stretched himself onto the hard bed. Thinking of the raid's success, Satanta considered the stars.
Where are my horses?
Your horses? My horses have been driven ahead of us.
The cattle?
The cattle will be sold to the Comanchero, Tafoya. He will get money for guns from the Bluecoats in New Mexico.
Fine. Just fine.
Satanta drew the buffalo hide over her as he turned onto his side against her back. He lifted her arm and dropped his hand easily over her waist. The muscles in Adrienne Chastain's body tightened under his touch. The man took no notice, but drew her closer, getting comfortable for the night. He touched the child's dress, smoothing it.
She is a very pretty child. Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
If you touch her again, I will cut your heart out if I have to crawl out of my grave.
Shocked at her words, Satanta drew back from the insult.
I do not molest little girls. I am Satanta, Setente, White Bear. She is a beautiful child. A child.
Good.
Adrienne settled herself firmly on the blanket, shielding the child more obviously from the man.
You are very salty for a woman in such precarious circumstances.
You mean I am not under your protection?
You are protected only because I claim you, because you are my woman. You are my woman to do with as I choose. I can keep you. I can give you to the ones who watch you like a dog watches meat on the fire and knows the old woman will split his skull if he tries to take it.
Satanta moved his hand over her side, caressed the hip and buttock.
Giving you to them would please them, a gift for their part in the raid. They would fight over you, for turns with you.
He unbuckled her belt and drew it away. His hand found the opening in the skirt and eased inside. Satanta's fingers stroked the soft smoothness of her belly.
And each one would have you until his legs were feeble and it hurt him to sit on his horse. But you would not care because your mind would be gone.
His lips brushed her jaw, her neck. His tongue tasted the salty sweat.
I would leave you on the prairie, of course, or kill you then. You would be no further use to me. I would have to kill the child, too, because there would be no one who would want her, and she would be too much trouble. I could do that. Yes, I could do that. Turn toward me.
Adrienne turned slowly.
I will give you horses for my family and the others taken in the raid.
I have your horses. You don't have any horses.
Satanta opened the first button of the white shirt.
I am a rich woman. I can buy 100 horses more for you. Excellent horses, bloodstock, the best stallions in Texas, and I will give you 100 more to get the other white child.
Satanta worked his way down the front of the shirt and spread it slightly to reveal the curve of her breasts.
What is this child to you?
She is my daughter's daughter. You killed her mother. I want the child of my dead daughter.
I killed no woman.
You led the raid, and you sat on your high horse while your minion killed my daughter. That makes you responsible.
Have you no fear, woman?
Certainly not. You are the one who is in trouble here.
Adrienne flipped onto her back and drew her shirt together.
I am the one who is in trouble.
Satanta rolled onto his back.
I am the one who is in trouble here.